Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for anybody who wants to change their life, anybody who wants to turn it around. Okay, this is a show. We are all about satisfying the greatness within you. That's what you're listening to. It's 9 o'clock here on the program, and I'm co-host Comedy Talk Dude. Now, the other side of this line is the one, the only. There will never be another the one. Comedy Organic, okay. Organic, speak up. Let me know you're here. Organic. Okay. On this show, we are about satisfying your greatness, okay? There is a seed inside of you.
Hold on a minute, please. Excuse me for interrupting you. The show is called Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change from the Future.
Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change from the Future. Okay, let's talk about that. Let's talk about making that change, that history, as quickly as possible. But the world is crying out, basically, for you to take a stab at immortality, to let yourself be known. Make that change. The time really is now. All right? Let us know what you're thinking, okay? Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. All right. Let's talk about it. Seeing that change. Being it. Let's talk about it.
This is one of the things. My name is Comedian Organic, okay? That's the co-host. His name is Talk Dude, and I've been calling him lately. I've been calling him DJ Talk Dude, a.k.a. DJ Talk Dude / Organic Talk Dude, because his journey is changing. And so this is the thing. Those out there, I like to say, you know, thank everyone that's tuning into the show, and those that possibly won't listen to the show another point in time. We're in October. October is International Disabled Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to appreciate the disability and appreciation of those and these actual platforms that people, little young people, older young people, and people that is doing things today. I don't want to just give credit where credit is erasing the actual desire of this harvest that people from the back in the past have been pitting for this actual investment to happen. So I want to lesson to make sure that we're appreciating. Because what happened is, as a lot of young people, when I was young, I used to hear a lot of people would say about people in the past and what they're doing in the past and how they today, we wouldn't actually have an opportunity to be successful without the people and what they did in the past. So, you know, it's the obligation for me to see myself as a young person changing that path as that moment was created and it was trying to cross-contaminate my success with unsuccessful things that happened in the past that they just thrown on top of me and then clean the experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to just tell a young person today, worry about people in the past. That is something that innate we have turned on that drive to appreciate from those that truly are locked in. And the past don't want us to be lost and not succeeding for that moment of that birthday of that path, right? And that desire wants us to not be left and, you know, want us to accomplish those things too, right? So as we accomplish, as we changing, as we have desire, maybe we don't necessarily know all these people. But our desires are lined up in the place, lined up in the way to be successful. And that's another desire. Now, also, too, I'd like to say, excuse me just a moment, I'll get back to this. But I want to say also to those content creators that's on this Blog Talk platform that's creating, then that actually following this platform, I want to take the time to make sure that I don't forget this. I like to appreciate those people out there that's following the platform and actually allowing us to have some of their viewers to actually see our platform because they attached to our platform. I'd say thank y'all. thank all the different viewers that's on the platform. Thank the actual hope that run the platform, and thank any other type of possibly hear this in the moment that you are seeing the change in your past and the change in your future being a part of that platform. Thank you. Appreciate that.
We do. We don't just appreciate it. The world is appreciating it. See, when you make a big epic, when you make a sort of resolution to take notice of a cause like this and whatever, the world takes notice. The world gets better. Everything is getting better. You're doing the Lord's work this month. Keep it up. I'm sorry, as you were.
I appreciate the compliment. I appreciate the gesture of cleaning anything that's contaminated around. Thank you for taking that time to understand the appreciation is really to be appreciated. Thank you very much, Talk Dude, for taking that moment to put that in someone's ear, allowing the words to resonate within the harvest of preparating success. Thank you very much. Thank everyone, and thank you for your time. Thank you for that courage, encouragement moment that you highlighted within your point of putting this on the calendar of something you must contribute for the ability to be more See, this is the thing right here. Where being too serious, it can seriously be unseriously successful, right? You can be so serious and be seriously unsuccessful. And you can be so happy and so open where success didn't even have followed the desires within your gut. But it was so willing because it seemed that it's not based on just being serious to be successful, right? You don't necessarily see how success really operates, that who it really picked to be the main person that is on the game plan, right? So those out there that's been celebrating the oppositional path, never seeing happiness find your directions, and you not necessarily getting the directions where happiness is the desired in your moments. Well, I want to tell you something.
Yeah.
In your harvest, in your desire, you'll realize the magnitude of understanding that's part of the soundtrack of your soul being presented in a way where you're finding. See, this is a thing that we're not understanding. It's people that are positioned, right, in different parts of the world, in different climates. And based on the climate that they're in, what is needed for that person is not needed necessarily for the next person based on what they need. Understanding, this is where we are tailoring the connection experience on how we become the solar energy and the solar setup of what that power is, right? And but truly appreciate that desire that's been molding the connection of being vulnerable and tasting that desire. You got to realize it's a saying. I'm not going to utilize limitations within this, but to whom much is given, much is required. But realize some people haven't got a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
This desire could be that same person. They may not even got a lot, but they have been molded in a way where the limitation of resources was the magnitude of results because that person was coming to a different appreciation level. That means things can change. That means you don't have to have one layer of success to show is a deep, meaningful meaning because what? Your story doesn't have the most elegant and the most meaningful directions in what you're saying, But your direction in your action showing your harvest have already been found to be successful. And if we're talking about success and how successful people tend to be more annoying and more agitating to anybody's understanding because they're always constantly evolving, constantly changing. And that makes a person that want one thing to be permanent exact don't understand why success have over unfocusing moments to be more successful and growing and growing and growing where you can't own that desire that you have not invested in that understanding of what it takes to become this and not saying you own it because you're connected with certain people. That is not the only way to be successful, because successful grows in isolated places where you're trying to hide success, to be unsuccessful, and success become so successful. Say, hey, thank you for taking the time. I'm like a library. Thank you for taking the time to be quiet, because my success doesn't need to be distracted by your distractions. You've been talking, using your mouth, trying to oppress me because your age. And what I'm going to tell you is your age that's dying, not only because your age is going to expire because of time, because your message did not resonate with this life of new birth, and you're trying to become old, and you're defining, oh, I know everything that you're trying to do. You're not doing anything I haven't did before. Some people can identify with that moment.
I can. Yeah.
But it's sometimes the person that don't know none of that. And it's good for them because the harvest that they're coming through is another level. We are not gifted at the same anointed ability. So what you think always successful under what you know is not always successful on a bigger scheme of what's going on at the next level of success that have not been molded from your experience to be successful with. So now it's going to be unsuccessful for what you know that's not even successful at that level. So now you have mapped out your success, and Seth says, guess what, baby? I got to change up. You're becoming too heavy, too limited in what you think, baby, and it's not what it is. And it's only a few exceptional people that's older. Baby, listen to me. I've seen no exceptional older people. That's why some of the older people, this goes back to this, why some of the old people get the recognition and they're just in the facility of success. They're not a successful person of what you think. And they're getting that recognition by association. You got people that would be resting in peace right now. I know they'll be at least 130 years old today. People I've met, at least 130 years old. Now, based on 130 years of people being, in my experience, that have personal experience around, and how these exceptional people that meant for me to be a part of my preparation at moments. Even when there was from a different time and period where things that they have overcome, oppositional things, I was coming across their path. I was almost like a younger person that would, people do these today, you know, because this is a nature and a life cycle experience of what I'm saying. I would come up on their path and would be right now what I'm saying, this would be labeled as a technical metaphor. I would come on their path would be sitting like me coming and a person that had paying a young person or, you know, wanted a service of cleaning, maybe cleaning the yard, right? Cleaning the yard, cleaning these things that they have a more harder time dealing with, maybe some mobility issues and just don't have the desire to do that. Either way, that would be their personal experience because that's their experience, right? So I'm not trying to tell you their personal experience or what they think and what they have encountered in a sense, right? I'm just telling you more of how this came about within what I was doing in this experience, right? So what I'm saying to you is I tell people this a lot. I run across some people that are 70, 80 years old, right? Today, 70, 80 years old, sometimes 90-something, right? So I tell them that I ran into people that's not only their mother age, but their grandma age, and experienced them directly and understood what they was presenting for me to experience and understand. I'm from another experience, within another successful experience. And for them, it was like they was able to come from a past, seeing someone older, seeing success happen, right? Seeing their desire within their time period, see what's going on, see how things came together. And then seeing someone from another time, almost like seeing experience come around and sneak up on them from their experience of being younger in that peer range. But seeing somebody, like almost like to them, they would say almost like an out-of-body experience on how I experienced their experience with connecting to them on their experience from a different time period, right?
Oh, yeah.
Then seeing how right now we're at 9:16 p.m. We're technically
9:16. It's 9:16 here on the program, seeing the change for the past, being the change for the future. You hear what we're thinking. Let us know what you're thinking, what you're doing this month, what you're doing to basically decide to make some kind of serious, epic, earth-changing change, all right? We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Thought I'd take that. I still do that well, don't I?
Say that again, sir?
I still do that well, don't I?
Well, see, the wellness of what that means is not to limitate your wellness, right? So if you recognize your wellness, we appreciate your wellness. You don't want to lose that wellness as you become successful in other awareness sectors, right? So that's the thing. You are trying to understand. That's what some people don't understand. It's not necessarily how you start off being successful. It's that burning appetite, that burning desire keep pushing you and pushing you. You say, oh, now I found out what I was overlooking. What I was doing was I was so connecting that I was passing up the basic concept of what I was supposed to be learning. You pushing your success, but you're not learning the experience of what you should be learning. Your experience would be more natural, right?
Yeah.
You're not allowing your experience to be natural because you're never experiencing that. Right? You, sir, excuse me. Hold on, please. I need you, DJ Butterfly, DJ Butterfly, feces, impersonator. Stop breathing on the phone.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, I said impersonator to this, my colleague, because they be going back and forth. It's like they be almost imitating each other. And feces, he's always looking for something. To him, he hear me say something like that to him, he's agitated. Feces is agitated by me even saying something. He's even agitated when I call him DJ. He's agitated I call Talk Dude DJ. He's like, hold on, that's too close to even. I said, but your name is Feces. DJ both are Feces. Even though I call him AKA Talk Dude / DJ Talk Dude, because how he's turning this actual experience around in a way that you can experience it and at the same time is complementing as it emerged together, right? And he's doing these things, and it's his way, right? It's the way he's doing it in his own way, right? And it's other ways to be successful, right? And what I'm trying to tell him is, sir, it's not about you being successful and doing what you're doing. That's your DNA of what you do well. But what I'm saying to you is I want you to enjoy successful where you're becoming this success where people are utilizing what your tools have been put in place as you go and become an ancestor, right? I said, and sister, but and brother, that'd be the best thing. They said, and sisters, but why we can't say and brothers? Because we all brothers, right? So, and brothers. This is the thing. You're not sitting here compromising what you're thinking, right? But you want to understand how you're evolving what you're thinking to be lost in translation compared to what is evolving to be connected in translation, right? Because I don't think you ever intentionally want to be lost just for lost sake. Who intentionally want to be lost? Now, you're daydreaming, imagining something. Take those spirits with you and the understanding of what this means as reference. So you don't have to waste time on something that you don't know and experience the things you already know with the experience of what's already established, right? If you understand what the established experience is compared to what you was intentionally trying to modify for your own personal intellect comprehension exercise, that's something different, right? So what I want you to understand, listen to this. There's been plenty of people that have the architect ability to be very creative in the connecting of their words. But what happens is the people figure out little slick ways to have the cross-contamination, understand things that they don't know, and they don't even tell them, and they're using it against them. Think about history, how they are talking. They got all these different journalists, and you know, I'm a historian, and I'm doing, and it's a lot of people in the time that was alive, they never really took the time to, they always figured out ways to undermine you, right? So you really don't want to spend your time dealing with people that's going to live to be old age, they talking about your life and you're not around, right? You want to have infrastructure in place where you can stand the test of time, move along with information and conversation that connects to people that's in a, from a different era that hear you talk and then can see the growth that you connected to them in their structure and hearing the stuff that people saying is not you. Not the stuff that they're trying to fantasize that you would do, but the things that they know is not you and trying to pick this kind of presenting this the narrative that you think like this. And they're like, well, what do you think? How would you think he feels? He's not here around, and, you know, he has this personality, and you think, what do you think about this time period? You think he would be able to, you know, progress? You think he'd be able to see in this time period of time? You'd be like, if you ever look back and see those things, you see the person that necessarily, you know, trying to connect to you is a person that disconnecting to your reality, right? Think about these people, how they try to connect to the megastar, celebrity, or somebody that's been around, and they didn't really connect with the person, right? And then they try to take this conversation, try to pitch this audio, this visual, where what they're saying is better than what the person experienced directly, right? And nature and life has always been here, right? So understanding this order of a natural experience have never been pleasurized by life naturally, right? Life naturally is always telling you, hey, wake up. This tree and this branch wasn't here. This is all nature here. We here. We here with plasma and the blood of land. That's called the blood of land. That's what it is. The blood of land is just going back and forth. We washing and cleaning and being beautiful. That's what it is. Now, I'm going to step off for a moment, my colleague, Talk Dude. I got a few words to say. I'll be back shortly. Everyone, please give my colleague, Talk Dude, the considerate appreciation for this moment of you changing his experience of how he connects. And I want him to take the time to connect in a natural way. Don't force it where you're disconnecting because you're so overwhelmed with connecting, right? But if you're looking at power, if it says telling you, if you just look at this metaphor, if you're looking at power, looking at something that it says, it gives you instructions, right? It says, this is only going to be charged for 8 hours if it's fully charged, right? You got examples of how people that you're dealing with. People that appreciate your time, it's simple, right? It's simple even if it's complex within what people try to make it be, right? So appreciating, taking this moment in time, listening to this moment. Now, appreciate Talk Dude. Now, when you come on here, I want you to appreciate that desire you have. Don't get lost in trying to translate to people things that They didn't want to understand. Trying to make sure the people that want to understand so you can have that desire that you truly want to present to the people. I'm going to be back in a short period of time. And just speak as you speak, and I'll be back shortly.
All right, good people. Now let me tell you this. This is Animal Awareness Month. It's especially a time to see change and be change, to be that defining, changing element that moves the world. I mean, in a way, we should be doing this every day, but I'm telling you right now, this is the month to do it. This is the time. There's so many people who are just so comfortable in mediocrity. They're just comfortable. They're just sitting watching the world go by. That's not a good thing. You should do something, because you know what? You're probably going to get old at some point, those of you who are fortunate enough to, and you're going to feel, you're going to look back at a lot of lost and missed opportunities. You think to yourself, I could have done something. I could have made this to make things special. You know, that's the thing. The time really is now. Take it. Take it. This month it's crying out. It's calling to you. Can't you hear it? Make some change. Make this world a better, make it a better place. Don't just do it for life. Do it for yourself. Do it because you're meant to be better than you are right now. I got to tell you something. I wonder if I was meant to make any real personal serious change. In a way, I always felt like I was meant to do something. Something for the better. That's why I'm on this show. That's why I'm doing it this month. That's why I'm pushing especially hard. Because good people, you need this. The world needs this. Take a moment to think about the good change, the big, positive life change you could be making this month. Take a moment to really think about it. And now maybe your whole life has been building up to this moment. One should try to take a stab at making a big world change, doing something great. If you have, if you don't, you haven't lived. You haven't been living. You're not helping others live. Don't be lazy. Don't be scared. Don't tell yourself this is too much of an ordeal. Don't tell yourself, I just don't have the time. Find a way to do it. You are meant to. You have been meant to for some time. I can feel it inside all of you. I'm reaching out to every single one of you. And I can feel inside there's somebody who wants to do something. Who wants to make big changes. Wants to move the earth, the whole wide world and everything in it. You were meant for this. You were meant for big, great, grand things. See the change. Close your eyes for a minute. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And see the change that you were meant to make. And make it happen. The mind is basically a place for blueprints, for how-tos and whatever. But the rest of the body, that's where you make what you want into a literal, physical, breathing reality. And this Disabled Awareness Month is the month to do it. I want to thank you all for tuning in to seeing the change from the past, being the change from the future. Remember, you can pick up all our shows off Blog Talk Radio. All right? All right. Now, take a moment to think about what you want, some big change you can make. Then relax, get some sleep, and prepare to turn it around tomorrow. Prepare to make things better. All right. I'm DJ Talk Dude, and you've been listening to Seeing the Change for the Past, Being the Change for the Future. Be that change.
Yeah. Talk Dude, appreciate you talking. Talking points, highlights, the moment points, appreciate it, everyone. This is, you've been listening to the Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change for the Future. This is host, comedy, comedian, organic, okay. I go by comedian or comedy, but that's the organization. It's called Comedian Organic, okay. Thank you all for being tuned into the platform. Talk Dude, thank you for your time, for being the host and giving people information. Would you like to say any final words as the show is wrapped up?
I want to basically thank you all, thank yourself for the change you're about to make, for the history that's going to be made. Thank you, and good night.